This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Dan Johnson, and he's one of the organizers of the annual Sebring Light Sport Aircraft Show down in Florida, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So Dan is going to give us a preview of what's going on this year. So hi, Dan, how you doing?
Good morning, Mary. Yes, we are in full appreciation of a new year and anticipation for yet another Sebring, the sixth running of this popular LSA show.
Okay, and what's new or different this year, or what should pilots expect if they want to fly into the show?
One of the important things that Sebring offers, somewhat in preference to any other show, is the ability to go do demonstration flying. That is, opportunities for potential customers to go out and sample two or three or as many as they can arrange different light sport aircraft. That's a very special opportunity because with so many out there, over 112 different models are on the market, it's very difficult. And most of those, in my opinion, are very good little airplanes. So how do you narrow the selection down to the one that you can afford? Well, one of the best ways to do that after website searches and reviews of printed documentation and things of that nature is to actually go visit with people, which Sebring is terrific at, and then to go fly the ones that really catch your interest. And for that, Sebring is organizing its demo pattern a little differently to accommodate more people in as safe an environment as possible. When you get that many flying of all different kinds, that becomes a little bit of a challenge, and the folks at the Sebring Expo are organizing to do that better. So that's one of the premium things to come to Florida for. Well, of course, also to escape all that snow that the rest of the world has had, and come on down to Florida, where yesterday it was 74 degrees, very nice, and do a little flying at Sebring. There'll be a few new airplanes there to look at, we think.
Okay, and just to make sure we've covered the logistics here, that's it's January 20 to 23, which is a Thursday to Sunday, and Sebring is kind of in the middle of Florida, right near Tampa and Orlando, that part of the state?
It's a little bit, Orlando is a very central point, one of the biggest airports in the state, and it's about 2 hours or so south, almost directly south of the main Orlando airport. It's an easy destination to reach if you're flying, so lots of folks fly in, and Florida's heavy on aviation traffic, so that's a very common way to get there. For others, flying into Orlando or Tampa is optimal, and from either place, it's a little bit of a drive, but not bad. And then once you're there, you're just in the center of the LSA universe for that period of time. I would encourage folks to come on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Sunday tends to be a little slow because of Sunday morning start, and then by afternoon, some folks are getting ready to depart. We've got a little bit of news about that, too, but anyway, I'd encourage people, especially Friday and Saturday are usually some of the biggest and best days there, and come on down early so you can get a chance to go fly some of those airplanes.
So, Dan, other than shopping for an airplane, are there other things to do at the Sebring LSA show?
Yeah, shopping for the airplane is probably the main thing, but there's a variety of other activities. In addition to airplanes, of course, there's a big tent with a lot of accessory-type items and other gear that people want to see. Now, that's true at other shows as well, but here the focus is LSA. It's all pretty much all LSA. In addition, there's a whole slate of good forums that EAA has long helped at establishing. And once again, if you go to the Sebring Expo website, you'll see their whole forum list, which has a number of impressive speakers that can deliver a lot of information. In addition, FAA has the last couple of years, and this year will be true again, I'm told, have a large contingent of people there. So as we begin to understand the whole LSA concept of industry certification and so forth, lots of questions arise, and there are various people that can answer them, but FAA being sort of the last person you ask on these things, because they're the final answer, they will be there in force as well. And in addition, on Thursday evening, for those in the business, there will be the Llama dinner. And this year, we will enjoy the as a special speaker, Craig Fuller, the president of AOPA.
And so, Dan, is there anything else going on in the LSA world that our readers might want to hear about?
Well, we just have a few airplanes that that we have not seen there before that I think will be some new attractions. I won't begin to try and list them all. I haven't been informed about everybody new bringing things there, but the Phoenix Motor Glider is out now, and permission to have a feathering prop has just been granted by FAA. So that's a very interesting machine and an interesting bit of technology, only available to things like motor gliders, but it is interesting that that's going to be there. We will also see some other regroupings of industry people because, obviously, as everyone knows, it's been a tough couple of years. So the thing to do is come on down and check out how the industry is. The great news is, according to organizer Bob Wood, of the chairman of the LSA Expo, is that they've got a full slate of people. Spaces are – he's actually got a waiting list for some of the inside spaces. There's no recession at Sebring, so come on down and see the whole flock. It's all day long LSA, and if you have any interest in this segment of aviation, this is the place to be in just a couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dan. And is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
Well, when Sebring ends, it doesn't really end. It's going to continue in a way, led by Bill Canino of Sport Air USA and his three airplanes that he represents, the Sting, the Sirius, and the iCub. And he will be joined by Dave Graham from American Legend, who will have one of their airplanes, and the folks from Jabiru, who will bring some of their birds. And the new Sea Ray that is coming on as an SLSA soon, but has been a very successful kit LSA for a while. They and some others that will choose to join them will be flying around the state of Florida, going to various EAA chapters and continuing Sebring, if you will, on a smaller scale, but bringing it to you. So if you're located anywhere in Florida and you can't make Sebring, or even if you can, you can get a little extra dose of it after Sebring ends. Right when the show ends, they're going to head to one airport and then go airport to airport. So in a sense, Sebring is going to last another week even after it ends.
Okay, great. And if people do want more information, where do they go for that?
Well, the Sebring website would be probably one of the best places I would send anyone. And that the name of the show is the Sport Aviation Expo. So it's sport-aviation-expo.com.
Okay, thanks very much, Dan.
Thanks, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.